The industry's peak body has flown in representatives from marketing agencies in its key export markets for a three-day intensive boot camp.
It is the easiest way to sell macadamias is to bring someone to a macadamia orchard, meet a farmer and see what it's like. It's the best way to showcase the product.
Lynn Zilke is the Market Development Manager with the Australian Macadamia Society. Delegates have come from Taiwan, China, Japan, Korea and Germany here to the Northern Rivers of New South Wales to learn everything they can about macadamias, from paddock to plate.
Collectively, those group of people, they reach 10 million people around the world. So what we want is the messages that are going out to those people through social media that they're even better than what they currently are. So we want them to learn more about macadamias so that they can talk to consumers in more depth about macadamias. It is a really innovative idea to actually bring and spend the money to bring five people over here and teach them all about macadamias. But we know that when they go back, they're better able to tell the macadamia story to consumers, and consumers are going to be more engaged with the story, and they'll be more likely to go and buy macadamias.
The boot camp included a hot air balloon ride over the industry, a high tea and picnic lunch in an orchard, a factory tour, a trip to the iconic macadamia castle, a chef-led tour of a local farmer's market, and a speed dating session with local farmers. Each delegate given 5 minutes to get to know the five farmers.
Hi, I'm Kelly Dong from Taiwan. Actually, when we got a chance to really get into the farm and to have a deep conversation with the farmers, that really helped us to know more about this brand and the story behind. So that's definitely the stories that I will bring back and to show the old Taiwanese people.
And how does the macadamia compare in Taiwan to, you know, other nuts on the market such as almonds and pistachios?
People know that we have to eat more nuts, you know, for better health. But they don't really know, because in Taiwan we don't really have the environment to grow this kind of product. So most of the products is imported from other countries. But the Taiwanese people know that Australia is a very clean and green environment. So I think it's a good point to them to know that it's better to choose the products from Australia.
And so, what did the farmers think about being signed up for speed dating? Anne Anderson is a macadamia farmer from Rosebank.
Well, I've never been on a speed dating event before, actually, but it was really quite good fun. I learned to think about how somebody else might see our industry. We're inclined to just treat each day as it comes and approach the work that needs to be done as it needs to be done. But to have someone ask you questions about what do you do with your day and what's the best time of the year and what's the worst time of the year and what's the worst thing that can happen makes you think about it in a different way.
And what do you hope will come out of a visit like this?
I would really like to see a better understanding of how the industry is perceived, because I think that generally throughout the world people don't really understand agriculture. They don't understand the amount of work that goes into producing quality, healthy food. And I think that people have become far too removed from the production of their food. And I would hope that this will teach just a few people about what goes on.
And exports of Australian macadamias are up this year. 35,000 tonnes will be exported overseas. That's 70% of the nation's record crop. Lynn Zilke.
Our crop's up 4% and our exports are reflecting that as well. We've grown very significantly in recent years in Korea, very significantly in China, and the market in Japan, in Taiwan is growing as well. So every year our crop grows, we're selling that product overseas and into these new Asian markets particularly. There's very strong demand. We can't meet demand at this point in time. So if we had another 10,000 tonnes of macadamias, we could sell them offshore.